go 11:44. We'll come out of recess, reconvene. Next on our agenda for our P&Z rezone request, we have 7436 U.S. Highway 160, the Jasper Township. Correct, Scott?
Correct. This will be order number 0717-2023-03. On July 10th, 2023, the Planning Commission failed a motion to recommend the County Commission approve the rezone request of one parcel, 05-8.0-34-000-000-010.000, located at 7436 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade. The existing property is zoned A1 Agricultural District. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. Turn our attention to the PowerPoint on the screen. Again, U.S. 65 to our left, our west. This is U.S. 160. Here's our zoning layer. North White's agricultural. Here's our floodplain layer on that parcel. Parcel's highlighted. And then just zoom out a little bit on the floodplain. A couple of photos from the entrance to that parcel. Looking back to the west, and then I took a couple pictures of the highway from that drive. That, I believe the applicant was here. Turn it over to them.
Okay.
At this point.
Scott, the picture you showed on that drive, was that the drive into the house there?
This is the current drive to the property, and I just turned around. This is the current drive that accesses that property.
160P, going this way right in front of it there. My name is Jeremiah Froyland. I live at 920 Meadow Lane in Branson, Missouri. My wife and I have a vintage home goods store in downtown Branson. We're, for our longevity, we're trying to relocate and build a building in a setting that suits us for what we want for our long-term goals. I don't know what questions to answer, what you'd like from me, but that's our goal, is to build storage. Our store, coffee shop, we currently have a coffee shop inside our store right now. We'd like to continue that at the new home as well. We'd also like to have a, I don't know if it's a restaurant or just sandwiches, but under 40 seating as well. And that's what we would like to do. I've had tough recommendations on what to go after for zoning as well, because I guess there's not conditional use. It's just been difficult for me to understand. I was recommended the C2 commercial, so that's why we applied for it. So.
C2 commercial.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking like a restaurant seated under 40 and a coffee shop?
Yeah. Could we? Our building in downtown has a coffee shop inside the store right now, so we would like to continue that as well, because we think it adds to the ambiance and what we do.
I noticed, I have some questions for you, but I'll ask them at the end.
Okay.
Is there anything on this, Scott, that C1, is there a reason C2 was recommended over the C1?
To catch all those uses, what I always try to do for every application of every zone is look at and just lay it out to the applicant to catch all those uses of the store, C1, C2, office, you can do that. The coffee shop, C2, it's allowed use, restaurant, allowed use in C2. The coffee shop and the restaurant would actually be a conditional use in C1, so I can't fault the applicant for applying for a zoning district that would allow all his wanted uses.
Sure.
Yeah, but there are some lower zoning districts of C1.
With
I don't know
conditional
how
use.
Office would fit as well. The permitted by right uses in C1 versus C2. I think there's 43 permitted by right in C2 and about 20 in C1, so it limits. But again, he'd have to come back to planning now or in the future to seek a coffee shop, to seek a restaurant.
So for what he wants, he would have to do a C2?
Permitted by right.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Or a C1 and get conditional use permits.
Correct.
For additional.
That's the other option, yes.
And what did you say about office?
Well, this retail
on that last
store
sheet
works.
There, too, I also put, like, so we could compare them as I was trying to go through this and trying to see, like, okay, what else is available on that very last sheet. I put trying to figure out, because we're flexible, we're just trying to make something work. And so I put that on there, too, anything that kind of fell in there, even if the first couple don't necessarily fall under that.
But office didn't fit the restaurant. I mean, there's just, it's so one going to combine.
Not to put in an office, but.
But to the zoning of the office, I did that because it's like, well, if it fell under office and that's more restrictive and we could do these things, well, sure, let's go after office. But that's why I put those other, even if they're not really applicable to what we're going after.
Right.
I was trying to find something to put, and we can't do a conditional use. Like, I'd go after, give us a C2 conditional use for only while we own it, and if we ever sell it, it reverts, like, but I guess that's not a possibility, so.
So to build in the floodplain, you do not have any restrictions unless FEMA came in on it, and then you'd have to build up so high.
So it's an A-zone. A-zone, I don't have base flood elevations. He'd be required to build the first floor of whatever structure fell in that floodplain area 3 feet above the highest adjacent grade, and then put ventilation underneath that's continually open so many square inches on two sides that would allow the water to flow through. The plan I saw, the structures were planned for out of, but there's some restrictions he'd have to follow to try to do any kind of building or development within that A zone.
And you're aware of that?
Yes, I've spoken with several builders, spoken with MoDOT, in my notes here too, spoke with MoDOT, spoke with John, I don't know how to pronounce his last name,
Suti.
Spoke with John as well. He made me aware of everything. Neither of them thought what we were doing was a big concern. John told me, here's, you know, for wastewater and stuff like that, here's what you need to do. And, you know, with a restaurant, you need grease trap. And we're aware of all that as well.
Any more questions for the applicant?
Not right now.
Not at this moment.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone here to speak in favor of the project or the applicant?
No, not favor.
Okay. Is there anyone here to speak in opposition to the petition? All right. If you have signed up, in the order in which you guys would like to come up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think it's still morning.
a few minutes.
Getting close.
Just close.
Okay. My name is Don Hilliard. My wife Teresa and I live at 7609 Highway 160, and that's the corner property at 176 and 160. We have approximately 2.5 acres that run right to our neighbor's driveway, Robert Don Comiskey. As I spoke during the committee meeting the other day, one of the biggest issues that we have is going to be the added traffic that this could add in that section of the highway. It's already extremely dangerous for us to pull out of our driveways, our neighbors' driveways across the street. There's the speed limit is 55 through there, okay? And as you know, I'm sure all of you have been through that area. The passing lane starts right in front of our house. So as you come, if you're heading towards 65, the cars that are passing, I mean, they hit it. I mean, as soon as that passing lane, that's a racetrack right there, okay? The people that, Dwight Sprague, that owns the property that is for sale, currently there's a renter there, and he has school-aged children. So the school bus has to stop at that driveway that you saw in the photo. It's extremely dangerous when they come across or come down that hill and they come to that driveway and the school bus is stopped. Robert and Dawn Comiskey, Robert couldn't be here today. He had to be at work. Dawn, my neighbor, friend, lifelong friends, they have had many cars in their end up in their yard because of people speeding. We've had it in our driveway. That intersection is already dangerous. Our neighbors across the street, Randy and Lisa Castor, who will be speaking, the previous owners where he lived, or they live now, they had gone to MoDOT, and they've brought up these issues. And MoDOT, all they did was put a sign up, 100 feet says intersection ahead. That's it. It's not made for this. There's got to be thousands of cars that run through there every day. And it's just an extremely dangerous area already. When you add a business, now, mind you, he's saying, well, there's not going to be a lot of traffic right now. Well, what if he sells it? A C2, we could see a multitude of different any businesses in there. You know, I can't say that. You can't say any business is going to last forever. I mean, so you might last a year, you might last 50 years. You don't know that. So you're putting our neighbors, you know, us, we were a close-knit area on this high piece of highway here. And we just don't need a commercial property in this agricultural spot on the highway. It's beautiful farmland right there, you know. I mean, it doesn't need to be a commercial building that's 10,000 square feet that we need to stare at. We just don't need that, especially in a flood zone. He wants to put a new well in. What's that going to do to our wells? We don't have city water or city sewer, so he's going to put a new sewer system, a septic system. So what are you going to do with that? That's going to be, to accommodate a commercial building, that's going to be quite a bit. And on the with the flood zone and everything right there, the creek, I mean, that's got to play a part in what can be allowed in this section. We've lived there since 2001. Before that, it was in Teresa's family back in the early 1900s. Okay. My mother-in-law, my aunt, or Teresa's aunt Carol, grew up in that house we're in. We raised our daughter there. So I know things change, you know, times have changed, all that, but this is not needed in our stretch. Another commercial business down the road did not make it, okay? And there's plenty of commercial property for sale still in Branson that, you know, this is where that belongs, not in our little community here on the highway. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I appreciate you guys letting us each have our say in this. I am Teresa Hilliard, and Don and I live at 7609 U.S. Highway 160. And my Aunt Carol Jasper asked that I speak on her behalf, too, because she was in a major car accident right there at that intersection in March. And she's lucky to be with us today because it tore up pretty bad. And so her daughter spoke for the last time we were here, Rhonda Johnson, but Rhonda's out of the state right now. So Carol wanted me to let you guys know that she does oppose this transition. Carol has lived there longer than any of us. My great-grandfather is the one that purchased that property. And so Carol has raised her family on that property. She herself has lived where she's lived for 60 years on that property. She's going to be 80 years old on her next birthday. She's lost her spouse this past year. And so it's just her across the road. And her daughter lives in Ozark, and I live across the street. And Donna and I help try to keep an eye on her and do what we can. But for her security purposes, she doesn't want a commercial business going in across the street from us and doesn't want...